This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Today, we have an amazing guest in our hot seat. Anne Bonaparte is the CEO of AppAuthority. I'm pretty excited to be with Anne today because Anne is running a company that has known about malware on smartphones and mobile devices before anybody else. So tell us about your company, Anne.
Thank you. Well, it's pretty exciting to be here. We're AppAuthority, and we prevent mobile breaches by providing visibility into all the threats that are coming in through that device that you're connected with every day. And what's most important to us is really protecting the enterprise data and employee privacy. And that's certainly a hot topic these days, but we've been at it for 7 years.
Now, are you looking at things in the iTunes store and the Play store? Are you installing things on people's devices? Are you running in the cloud? How do you deploy AppAuthority?
Well, we deploy, we're cloud-based, we're a SaaS company, and we work alongside all the installed EMMs, MDMs within the enterprise to analyze the inventory on the mobile phones within the environment of our enterprises. And then we do analyze iOS and Android apps in full detail, both static and dynamic, and really provide a full set of over 170 threat indicators to show the behaviors and the good and the bad of what these apps are really doing on your phone. And within enterprises, there's decisions to be made about policies to be met within the security environment.
So, Anne, you're dealing with what we call the BYOD dilemma, right? So many employees are told, hey, you can use your phone, your mobile device, your tablet, bring it to work. Is that a really serious risk? Like, where would you put that with the level of risks out there? Is it pretty bad?
Well, BYOD, I mean, it's just how we now operate. I mean, it's almost, this is business as usual. You know, we're almost beyond BYOD. Yes, we're bringing your device in. That is the norm. And we're not going backwards. And I think everyone expects and wants to be able to use that device to really make their life better, both in their personal life and in their business life.
Where do you see these kinds of mobile threats going? And is this moving into that whole world of Internet of Things?
Absolutely. I mean, a mobile phone is a general purpose computer, and it happens to be a pretty good surveillance device, fortunately or unfortunately. And it's also got all your personal information. That's very similar to the watch you might be wearing right now, or certainly all of the IoT devices that are coming to your environment. So I think what's important is we just recognize that these are new vectors, and they can be fit into a policy framework that fits with your security needs.
That sounds great. And one of the things that I've noticed on a lot of mobile apps is they're using my GPS a little more frequently than they should. Would a normal trusted app that's doing a few suspicious things be flagged by your team?
Yes. We're able to, because we have this, you know, more detail than I can probably go into, the 170 threat indicators that really do a detail of each app and the behavior as a an enterprise, you're able to set policies that are meaningful to you. Certainly, everyone wants to get rid of malware. Certainly, everyone wants to know if there's data exfiltration possibilities or if it's already happened. Absolutely. But then there's some where, do you want to know if data is being sent to a particular country that maybe in your company you would never send data to that country? Another business may have business with that country. So we're able to really design it flexible and customizable for you.
That sounds great. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our viewers?
Well, I think there's growing awareness that phone in your pocket is incredibly helpful for all of us, both in business and personal use, and we should think about it as an important device that we should take care of from both a security and a privacy perspective, and as an enterprise, really make sure that mobile is part of the mix as you manage your security posture across your organization.
And that sounds great. And what I want to say to all of our viewers is we've got a lot of information on mobile at appauthority.com and how you can be more secure in your corporate environment with more knowledge, more information, and more power. And InfoSec knowledge is power.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.